Hannah Esther.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Malcolm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to wait another minute to start on time.
Okay.
I'm getting quite a bit of static, so or background noise, so please mute your phones. Thank you. So today we are going to be taking control of the month of Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan for this year of Tafshin Ayin Zion is on the evening of May 25th until the sunset of May 26th. The actions that you will do on this third day of Nisan will impact either positively or negatively the month of Sivan in the year 5777. The day the action should be made is the third day of Nisan in the year 5777. This date is the evening of March 29th to sundown March 30th. It is today. To find the handout, if you have not kept any one of the links from the handouts previously that connect to all 14 days of Nisan, the first 14 days of Nisan, you can do a local search for Rosh Chodesh Sivan Nisan. And that will bring up the link that we're going to be reading from. During the month of Sivan, it is good to read the portion of the mana. We're not going to do it today, but it would be good to do that sometime today. And you can do that, you can find that either in the unique astrological times link, which is under, please mute your phone. Thank you. Somebody's got background noises and are not, I really would appreciate if you would link your phones today. Would you mute your phone by pressing star 6. Thank you. As I was saying, you can find the mana portion on the Hashem website doing a local search for mana, M-A-N-N-A. So our first action, as we do each day, look at the permutation of the tetragrammaton of Hashem's name. And for the month of Sivan, the permutation is Yud Hey, Yud Vav, Hey Hey. And we also connect to the name Echie and its permutation, which is Aleph Yud Hey Hey. So please join me in saying these names as we do based on the root vowel associated with each letter. Yo, hey, wah, wah. Thank you very much. My mistake. Yo, hey, yo, wah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. Yo, wah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. Yo, ah, hey, hey, ah, yo, hey, hey. We will next be saying together the Anabasach, singing together the Anabasach, and we will stop at the sixth verse. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Borshe Udha Kiva Vacham Tavshir Barhem Tahare Rahamus Yahid Gaya Mam Papanay Go Yud Gimalamed Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan are the Resh, which created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Zion that created the astrological sign of Tuomim, the twins, the astrological Gemini. Together, the Resh and the Zion have a gematria of 207. Together, the Resh and the Zion spell the Hebrew word Raz, which translates as secrets. The gematria of 207 connects to many different words. Among them, the word Or, or light. Among them is Adon Olam, master of the universe. Among them is En Sof, the endless. And the seventh verse, Shavatenu Kadem, Yishma, 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 verse of the Anabakoa we say in a whisper. Our next action is to make some of the connections that are made in the Sefer Yetzirah. The planet Mercury is named Kochav, which is the same word used for stars. Please mute your phones because there's background noise by pressing star 6. When we take a look at the word Kochav, it's spelled Kaf Vav Kaf Bet. And if we look at the first two letters, the gematria, Kaf Vav, is 26, the name of Hashem. And the second two letters, Kaf Bet, is 22, which connects us to the 22 letters, to the vessels. So in essence, the planet Mercury is unifying the light of Hashem with the vessels of the creations. The month of Sivan is the third month of the year. And as our sages have said, the number 3 is a very important number. And they say that the number 3, because the verse they've given us is, blessed is the merciful one in the third month. Because the Torah was given in the third month. And it has 3 parts, the 5 books of Moses, the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Ketuvim, the writings. And the children of Israel have 3 components as well. There are the priests, the Kohanim, the Levi'im, and the Israelim. Moses is the 3rd sibling of Aaron, Miriam, and Moses. And this is the meaning of the phrase, by the third, on the third day, refers to the period of abstinence from marital relations prior to the giving of the Torah. Now we are going to read from the Parasha of Naso. The offering of the Nasi, Eliav ben Chelan. It takes me a little bit of time to organize. Two blessings prior to the reading. The blessings, the first one is speaking of the study and the speaking of the words of Torah. And the second blessing is where we are looking to take into our soul the light of the Torah that we are reading. And eventually, for us to become the spiritual level of being a living Torah. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tivanu al divrei Torah. And may we all say amen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tivanu la'asok b'Torah. And may we all say amen.
Amen.
And it's a poetic form for a dwelling. It also means to exalt, to honor, and the phrase a lofty house. The blessing for the name Zebulon, he will have a commanding presence and an independent spirit. Another blessing is he is called Hamelech, the king. The word is Tzaveh, he commanded. And as we know, Tzav, command, deals with, has a connection to idol worship. But it can also be a vaccine against accepting commands. The phrase Hadon Yechidah, excuse me, Hadon Yechidi, he who judges alone. The Shoresh is Bul, being on target. Exactly. Another shoras is Zebul, a dwelling, the poetic use of the word dwelling. And the name Chelon It has the meaning to be secularized, which is not something that we hold in great esteem. And you'll find that many of the names of the Nasi'im have these kind of negative attributes. And that's said in the Torah, and the names are given in the Torah as metaphors for us to consider these negative attributes and see if we have those attributes within us and remove them. Shalon has a word that is bigadol, excuse me, bagavol, with a limit. Shalon establishes limitations. The shorash is chala, to, God forbid, to make ill. I'm going to read the energy verse for the name Chelon. Not all of them, there are eight of them, but I will read the first one. Cheshvon v'kol ariyah asher b'mayashar v'yavon uvmot ba'al v'bayit ba'al ma'on. Cheshvon and all her cities that are in the Tidal land, Dibon and Balmot Baal and Bet Baal Meon. Cheshvon is the Hebrew word for calculation. Recommended each day to do a Cheshvon HaNefesh, an accounting of your soul. Evaluate your day as just before you go to sleep. What actions did you do that were mitzvot? What actions that you did were, that were sins? What action did you do to omission that you could have done? This is the Cheshbon HaNefesh, and it's recommended to do it every day. But if you don't have time or you're too tired, at least once a week, on Friday night, is a good time to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh for the whole week. And here is a verse for the full name of Eliab ben Cheshbon. And there are 92 of these verses. 92 is a number that connects to the unity of the spiritual and physical worlds. And the first verse I am reading is from Bereshit, from Genesis chapter 6, verse 27. Ela b'nei atzor b'yachon uzei u'daon. These are the children of Ezer, Bilhan, and Za'avan, and Akan. Various names of people in the Bible. These are children associated with Esau, but I could be incorrect. I don't remember exactly these names. I've not really focused on them before. I really would appreciate it if you would make sure your phone is muted by pressing star 6, because I'm getting background noise as well as a bit of static. The next action we will do is to look at the consciousness of Eliav ben Chelon as he brought his sacrifices, he brought his dedications. And as we know, he brought exactly the same thing as every other Nasi, but all for different reasons. So all of the items, the overall consciousness of Eliab ben Chelon, he brought a silver bowl. The bowl is like the sea where Zebulun would have his land and his trade. And also the bowl is food that he gave to Issachar, as the one who provides the means to do good is higher than the one who does good. Zebulun and Issachar were brothers on many levels. One level was their agreement to share Issachar's Torah study in exchange for Zebulun providing Issachar his physical well-being. And this teaches us many things. It's good to support the spreading of Kabbalah through whatever source you choose to support. And it's also good for us to realize that we need to support this, live in the physical world as well as pursuing our spiritual growth through Torah study and good deeds. That silver bowl weighed 130 shekels. Eliav thought of the 200 members of the tribe of Issachar, which was his partner, who became members of Hebron. And the 130 shekels was part of that 200 members. And the other 70 relates to the 70 nations. The bowl was 130 shekels, and the basin weighed 70 shekels. And this is why he brought these two items. He brought the basin like the land where Issachar, his partner, would have his land to study Torah. And also Torah was wine that Zebulun gave to Issachar as his support to study Torah. The gold ladle of 10 shekels. The ladle relates to Jacob's blessing for Zebulun, which you can find in the Parasha of Vayechi. The meaning of the 10 shekels for the ladle. Jacob's blessing to Zebulun has 10 words. One young bull is an ola, a burnt offering. And this alludes to Moshe's blessing of both Zebulun and Issachar. One sheep in its first year is an ola, a burnt offering. And this also alludes to Moshe's blessing of both Zebulun and Issachar. And you'll find many times in the Talmud and in the Zohar, when speaking of Zebulun, they also speak of Issachar. And when speaking of Issachar, they also speak of Zebulun. And we can understand this in the months of the year of Iyar and the beginning part of Sivan. Iyar is connected to Issachar and Sivan to Zebulun. And this is the period of the Omer that crosses over these months. The peace offering that he brought was 2 cattle and 5 rams, 5 goats, and 5 sheep in the first year. The 2 cattle refers to the 2 seas, one for Zebulun and one for Issachar. Zebulun for the Mediterranean Sea, Issachar for the Sea of Torah. The 3 species of animal refers to the 3 items that Moshe alluded to in his blessing. The purple fish alluded to by the word sifun. The pickled fish alluded to by the word timun. And the white glass alluded to by the word chol in Moshe's blessing. of Zebulun and Issachar. There were five of each of these three animals to relate to the five words in the blessing of the brothers' partnership by Moshe. We will now read the Yehi Ratzon. May it be your will, Hashem. Our God and God of our forefathers, that it be considered and desired our reading of the Torah, the order of the offering of Eliyah ben Shelon, the seal of the tribe of Zebulun, his offering which he brought for the dedication of your holy altar, and it may it be considered upon us as if we have comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names which come from the initial letters and the final letters from this holy scripture. May we compensate for the bull offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren, all the holy sparks and all the holy lights which are included in the holiness of this tribe and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and to discern your Torah and fear. To discern your Torah and fear you, the awe of God's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of our lives, we and our children and our children's children, and this three incarnations, three chances we have to achieve our tikkun. And just as in this month you redeemed your nation, the tribes of your inheritance, from the iron furnace, from Egypt, and you recalled with love the beginning of the name and the beauty to the names of the ancestors' tribes, for the miracles, the deliverance, the mighty feats, the acts of rescue that you have performed for them. So too, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers, your flock in mercy, consider and remember for us the original love of the tribes of God in this exile which has befallen the tribe of Zebulun in pressure and pain. And just as they give thanks to Hashem for his kindness during the exile from Egypt in the merit of Yehuda, so too do we thank you, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers, for the redemption and for the saving of our souls in the merit of Yehuda, the king of our brethren. For the scepter will not depart from Yehuda, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. His descendants will be eternal, and his throne, like the sun, be before you. O King, in his beauty, may our eyes witness and our hearts rejoice. May you rule, O Hashem, our God, speedily over all your creations, upon Mount Zion, the dwelling place of your glory, and in Yerushalayim, the city of your temple, as it is written in your holy words, Hashem shall reign forever, our God, for each and every generation. O Zion, praise God, and it was said, for dominion is Hashem's, and he rules over the nations. And the deliverers shall ascend Mount Zion to mete out the justice on those of Mount Esav. And then the kingdom will be Hashem's. Hashem will be king over the entire world on that day. Hashem will be one and his name will be one. May they find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. Accept my cry and hear our wail, you who knows all that is hidden. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
Are there any questions? Have a beautiful day. Classes today at 4:30 will be an advanced reincarnation. At 7 p.m. will be a Zohar class. And tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., all times are Pacific times. At 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, we will take control of the month of Tammuz. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.